So if you're looking up kind of what that song was, it was Gimme, G-I-M-M-E by Beck, as in Beck, you know who that is. Anyway, I mean, if it's like Led Zeppelin or something like that, it's a slam dunk. So anyway, just a quick note, and also a great resource, always look online, and a few people know this too, all shows are archived. So if you are listening to past episodes, previous shows that any DJ does, you can always click on their name and it'll take you to Spinatron, and you can listen to any show from the previous, I think starting from the previous week all the way back to like the beginning of time. It's pretty awesome. So I encourage you to do that, especially at times like these, if you know your favorite DJ is Joyce and she didn't happen to make it. It's awesome if you can just go back and listen to the archives to remember her. Also played So Young by Portugal, The Man in a Drawer by Band of Horses, It's a Trap, or It's a Trip by Joywave, and What Am I Becoming by Pop, etc. I'm playing It's Simple by The Visioneers as a backing track. That other songs from that same album have been used as backing tracks throughout these last 2 hours. Thank you for being with us. I am going to pass it on over to Time Travel. Thank you for being here. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
You're about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow, you're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. You know what the music means, time travelers? Yes, it is a Hear It Wow holiday special. I am Derek Gary with you until 7 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. My thanks to Chris Earle for letting me slide into the seat on just a week to go to Halloween, a few days to go to Halloween. A lot of people are going to be celebrating on Friday night, Saturday night, getting the big parties in. Trick-or-treaters will be out Tuesday. We're going to set the mood tonight. Dug deep, deep into the Hear It Wow archives to come up with decades, and I mean decades, of outstanding, spooky, and sinister music to set the Halloween mood. A couple spoken word pieces in here as well. So we'll get in an appropriately scary mood. Don't recommend that you listen to this while you're driving if you are easily frightened. The roads are scary enough. It's rainy out there. Might be foggy again later tonight. We've got the perfect spooky weather. So we'll amplify that with some good spooky music. And the first couple of tracks that I'm going to play for you are from a legendary album. This is one of those albums that is really well known among DJs of a certain age. Arch Obler was a sound guy. He was a sound effects technician in the early days of radio and also in television. And he also wrote and produced some things for television. And in the 1960s, he put out an album called Drop Dead. And it's basically a collection of sketches and sound effects that are designed to frighten you as much as possible. So we're going to hear the first couple of cuts off of his album, Drop Dead. Every cut on this album sort of bleeds into the next one, which is why I'm going to throw two of these in back to back, just to give you a sense of what this thing sounded like. If you can find a copy of this album, by the way, it tends to go for a pretty penny. It is not inexpensive to own, but highly recommended. If you like this, the entire album is stuff like this. This is WMFO Medford. Time travelers, sit back, relax. Let's get scared.
This is Arch Obler. In a horrific time, in a horrible world, I have been asked to try and horrify you, all in fun, of course. A challenge in horror, so to speak. Now, I know that you're not a person who is easily frightened. Monsters, ghosts, the dead, who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under their gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them there under the ground. May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Now sit quietly, very quietly. The room very quiet. Now whatever I say, don't turn around. Remember that. Don't turn around. Do you hear that? Now, don't turn around. Something is coming up behind you. No, don't turn around. It's coming closer and closer and closer. It's something... Oh, no. Dead. It's been dead so very long. No, don't turn around. Closer and closer. Decay, the odor of decay. You almost smell it, can't you? Now, don't turn. It's putting out its hand toward your neck. Skeleton hands reaching for your neck. Touching your neck. No, you weren't scared, were you? All right, to continue on our challenge in horror, let me try you with the psychotype. You know the sort of thing, sick horror. We see it in the motion picture theaters. The man stabs the girl through the shower curtains and the blood runs down the shower and the money runs into the box office and everyone is sicker in our sick world. You actually want to try out with some of this psychotype of horror? All right, here is some of the sickest.
Oh, how nice of you to come and visit me. I do not often have visitors here. We are so isolated here, you know. Oh, sit down. Please do forgive me for being impolite. I'm just about to have my evening meal, and I'm very hungry. Oh, you look surprised. You do not see anything on the table? Well, wait until I get the box. Here it is. Yes, here it is. Here it is. It is in this box that my meal is waiting. It is how do you Americans say it? A packaged dinner? Now, if you will forgive me, I will begin. There we are. Oh, but why do you gasp? It's just the head of a young girl. A pretty young girl. This all? Again, you are surprised. But it is my very special saw. I have to work for my meals. Cutting through the bone is not easy. Forgive me. I must begin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You think I am psychotic. I'm not psychotic. I'm just hungry. I like to eat brains.
Thank you. many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beatniks out to make it. We'll be right back.
Motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year, starring Donald Pleasance.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Halloween, the night he came home. Rated R.
Everybody, Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. Think before you drink. Designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Yeah. Drive me home. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Yeah.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. This is a pre-Halloween edition of Hear It Wow. Derek Gary sitting in for Chris Earle this afternoon until 7 o'clock. Give me a call if you're so inclined. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. If you were a fan of Italian horror, you will recognize the music playing behind me as Lullaby from Dario Argento's Profondo Rossi. More on that in a second. But first, let's take a look at what we've heard so far. I promised you a couple of tracks from Arch Obler from his Drop Dead album. And you got it. Introduction to Horror and I'm Hungry. Excellent stereo separation. Excellent sound effect use on both of those tracks. Then we heard Concrete Blonde with the vampire song Bloodletting. Donovan gave us Season of the Witch. Blue Oyster Cult invited us to Don't Fear the Reaper. A song that one of these days, I'm convinced, is going to wind up on a list of things that just aren't appropriate anymore. Because it is a song that encourages people, particularly young people, to commit suicide. Not kind of what we're looking for in this day and age. And we close that set out with Zombina and the Skeletones. Nobody likes you when you're dead. So you got a nice little cross-section of what you can expect for the next 90 minutes as we continue to celebrate Halloween. And if you were celebrating Halloween, if you're looking for something to do while the trick-or-treaters are haunting your door this Tuesday night, I recommend throwing on a good horror movie, maybe two. I'll give you a few recommendations. Five movies that I consider to be the scariest movies of all time. In no particular order, because our concept of what is scary vary from person to person. But these are five movies that are pretty terrifying and actually stand up pretty well on multiple repeat viewings. Obviously, Halloween has to be at the top of anybody's list. All these years later, Halloween is still scary. And this is a movie, and you got to get the Rob Zombie remake. Has its charms, but we're talking the original, the John Carpenter version of Halloween, which is really just a movie about a guy getting closer and closer and closer to a teenage girl with the intent of killing her. That's what the whole movie is about. There is almost no blood in this movie, but you wouldn't know it from the way that people react to it. So there's one of the scariest movies that you can throw on. Another one, Phantasm, which came out right around the same time. This is a story about a young boy whose parents have died in a car accident. It's just him and his older brother. His older brother's friend has just died in an accident. And something's going on at the local cemetery. And there's an interesting sort of sci-fi twist in the middle of this thing. This is a movie that is best known for its flying balls of death and Angus Scrimm as the tall man. One of the most frightening movie villains pre-Freddy Krueger, pre-Jason Voorhees, pre-all of that stuff. It's a movie that's just a little bit off-kilter, and it's got some good jump scares in it. It's got some really cheesy stuff in it, but it's a movie that kind of just keeps you on edge the entire time. The good news, if you haven't seen Phantasm in a long time, is that late last year, no less a man than J.J. Abrams, you know, the guy that did the Star Wars, Force Awakens, had his team remaster the film in 4K. So there was a gorgeous new Blu-ray version of Phantasm available for you to go out and enjoy. Maybe it loses a little bit of charm without that rough around the edges VHS look to it, but it's a great chance to rediscover a classic. Another film I'd highly recommend, The Exorcist. Every single time you see that damn door in The Exorcist, you're sitting there saying, don't go in the door, don't open that, stay out of there. That's a scary place to be. And it never ceases to be effective. It's that moment of dread, that sense of suspense heading into that space is what drives it. It's a fantastic film. It's a classic. It's a Hollywood classic. Highly recommend it if you're looking to get scared. What else? If you're into the gore films, and you really, really have to be into the gore films to appreciate this, there is a French film called High Tension, which I believe is streaming right now on Amazon Prime, of all places. If you haven't seen this, this is a particularly nasty piece of stuff. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for the squeamish. But this is a film that has that sort of Texas Chainsaw Massacre style intensity to it. while at the same time giving you buckets of blood and lots of weird psychosexual stuff going on in the background as well. If you can handle the blood and guts, it's the newest film on the list. It is incredibly effective and very, very scary because the scenes just jump out at you out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you're in the middle of this very intense fight scene or this very intense chase scene, and there's blood and guts flying all over the place. Entertaining, definitely has a modern sensibility to it. If you're into the recent French shockers, you're going to love it. And then the last movie I'm going to recommend that you watch, for me, is the all-time classic. I think it's a toss-up between between this film and Halloween as to which is the scariest movie ever made, and that is Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. The Shining borrows so much from other films, and so many other films have borrowed so much from The Shining that it's just sort of this point of singularity in horror films. Amazing performances by Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall. Incredibly creepy vibe throughout. Stanley Kubrick is just playing with your mind the entire time this movie runs. And I don't care how many times you've seen it, it stays scary. You find something new to scare you in that movie every time you watch it. So there's a few things you might want to throw on this Halloween. Available some streaming, some on DVD, some on Blu-ray. Not a bad time. Once the trick-or-treaters have gone away, just to sort of sit there and scare yourself silly Halloween night with a horror movie. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. It is a special pre-Halloween edition of Hear It Wow. And coming up now, this is one of my favorites. You know this song. You know this song very, very well, but you may not know this version of it, which came out on an anniversary CD and features the song's composer doing all the voices. So let's hand this over to Mr. Danny Elfman.
Trick or treat, till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. It's our town, everybody scream.
In this town of Halloween,
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth bound sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town,
we love it now, everyone's waiting for the next surprise. Round that corner man hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and howl your scream.
This is Halloween,
red and black and slimy green.
Weren't you still, Bill? That's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice,
take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween,
I am the guy with the tearaway face, in a flash and gone without a trace.
I am the who when you call.
Who's there?
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night,
filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween,
everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this place we call home,
thank you.
to tell about this guy. You all know me, and we're scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day, and even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are not living now, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cause got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't
so
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Thank you. creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. And grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Obsession with me until I realized that there was nothing within him, neither conscience nor reason, that wasn't even remotely human. I am talking about the real possibility, but he is still out there.